So Todd has just finished his forecast on TV, and he's probably walking over to his little radio booth that he has at News Center Maine, and he doesn't know what's about to hit him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there he is.
There's our buddy.
There he is.
What's about to hit me in the face?
Oh, no.
In my nose.
Oh, poor nose.
Period.
So,
wait, really?
No, here you go. This is
we're gonna be talking about this.
We're gonna quiz Todd, okay?
Crimson Tide, Red Tide, whatever you guys call it. What do you call it, Kel?
Yep, on the rag.
I call it my period.
Okay.
Period.
So, okay, I found a survey. So this is a game only for Todd.
Okay.
But he can score himself a point on the big board.
What?
Ooh. Okay.
He's not gonna.
I know, sounds not very fair.
He's not, Kel. Okay. I haven't
Never
listened
mind.
To the female.
I take back my what?
Stuff.
So here you go. Survey says this is the number one thing that women apologize for while on their period. Okay? If you guess number one, okay? So you guess.
This is.
Oh my God. It's going to be a
really
fight.
Do I really want
to
guess?
Oh my God. I'm just going to keep
really
my phone.
Half of our audience.
I'm
going
to keep
here.
My phone right there.
I'd say it's probably about 85% of our audience.
Yeah. 85% of our audience are females?
According to the most recent figures.
Wow. Yep. That is huge.
Well, I just made
yeah,
that up.
Girls.
I have no idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
Okay, in trouble number one, waiting for the text to come through. Yep. Nothing yet. Okay.
Hey, ladies, it's Todd live from the couch. Okay, they did a survey. Now, here's the let me explain the context. The makers of My Doll, and Kelly's going to have to explain to us what that is in a moment, want women to stop apologizing for having a period. 100% agree, right? This is something that's part of your body, and it sucks, and it's tied to childbirth, which is also a ridiculous thing that you women do, and we sit here at your feet in admiration, okay? But that doesn't mean you're always pleasant.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, I'm not apologizing for having my period. I'm apologizing for being a raging bee.
Bee.
That's what I'm apologizing for.
So... the top five period-related things that women shouldn't have to feel sorry about, but do apologize for. Todd, for a point on the big board that Kelly can't even take from you,
right.
What is number one? The number one thing women apologize for while on their period. Getting a visit from Aunt Flo.
Ew.
Number one thing.
Well... Let's see here. I mean, there's a lot of things that we could get into here. I mean, there's irritableness.
Todd, don't make a list.
Moody.
You're going to end up on the couch for the week.
Oh, God.
Come on, the weekend's coming up.
It might be that time of the month, so does it really matter?
Okay, again, now you're definitely the month.
Does it really matter?
Come
oh, boy.
I had to do it. Let's see here. How about we go with... I'm sorry. I'm just so... I'm sorry for being so moody. Irritable.
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, I don't
know. Oh, you never
They're
know what
both
he's
on the
saying.
List. I'm going to go with moody.
Moody is the exact word.
Yes!
Wow, good
yes!
Job!
Yes! Guess what?
Man.
The most unlikely thing to have scored Todd a point on the big board.
Oh wow.
Period.
Period.
Wow, so he leads by two. I'm sorry, Kelly, that was completely unfair. Wow, that was really chauvinist to me.
Not only do I have to have the period.
But then you also lost a point to a man.
Because I'm not allowed to play
about
periods.
Okay, I'm scratching that point off.
Thank you very much.
Wait, what?
Thank you very much.
Come on.
Completely unfair.
Yeah.
Are you on the rag? You're being irrational right now.
Todd, again, 85%. We need the numbers.
Hey, ladies.
So, good job, Todd. Yeah, that was number one. Number two was getting emotional.
I was going to say crying.
Yeah. What else do you think is on there?
Almost committing murder, but stopping right before.
That's number three.
Okay.
Enough. Yeah. No,
breaking the law.
Not feeling great physically. Mm. Having cramps. And then I'm not even going to say number five.
Overeating.
Not wanting to have.
No.
You're not going to say
I
number
can't,
five.
I don't even feel comfortable saying it. And
why?
That's me. Leaving, I'll just say anything.
Leaving the mic somewhere?
A semi-permanent reminder. Yes.
God.
Leaving that alone.
Again, I can't believe that
I said
was
I didn't
on...
want to say. I didn't make up the survey, okay? This was a survey. By
hey,
the way,
listen,
it was my doll.
It's reality, okay? It happens. We can't help it.
What is my doll, by the way? Sorry, I should know this. But
my doll is actually a pill that you can take for hangovers, but it has
seriously?
Yep. It has quality, which I learned on the show on like my first few months here.
Oh, so I should have remembered.
So you did too, Blake.
Yeah, I brought it up to Moosehead, but then we never had it. Anyways, so it has some caffeine.
What?
I don't remember that either.
It has like ibuprofen qualities for pain relief. It has caffeine. It has stuff to like de-bloat all in like one pill. So it takes away like the pain,
symptoms.
But also the symptoms of it. Like you're like super bloated. You can't put your pants on. You feel like crap. The world is over. You hate your husband. Stuff like that.
It really prevents all that.
Yeah, no.
It's a miracle drug.
But it says it's going to. Yeah,
no, they should have gotten those people
every day.
Yeah, I'm
right?
popping that bad boy every day. And nothing's changing.
Okay, well, more of the Blake Show coming up after these brief commercial messages.
I get more emotion. Premenstrual syndrome, it's not in your head. A complex biochemical process can trigger those emotions. I'm tense 1 minute, weepy the next. That means monthly emotional changes and physical pain can be relieved with the right medicine. Midol PMS, the premenstrual specialist. Understand and know there's help.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back. Hello, good morning.
Yeah. Why did that sound like a horror film?
I know.
Well, because it is a horror film.
Yeah.
It is a horror. The fact that we can survive this every month, it is a horror film.
It is remarkable.
Yep.
Good point.
It is remarkable.
Yep.